CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. A news conference is set to get underway in Los Angeles as warnings are out about the possibility of 70-mile-per-hour winds come morning. It is the last thing residents need as wildfires still burn. More on the winds from CBS's Laura Haefeli.
With red flag warnings up through Wednesday, officials say high winds combined with low levels of humidity will keep the fire threat in all of Los Angeles County critical.
We are not in the clear as of yet, and we must not let our guard down.
And city officials say they've strategically positioned engine strike teams and task forces to respond rapidly to any new fire that breaks out.
At least 24 are dead. 92,000 people in L.A. County are under evacuation orders. With the fires on his mind, President Biden delivered a final speech on his foreign policy achievements.
During his speech, the president issued a warning to climate change skeptics in Donald Trump's incoming administration. He said to those that don't believe climate change is real,
I think they come from a different century.
Doubling down.
They're wrong. They are dead wrong.
He called climate change
the single greatest existential threat to humanity.
And he says the United States must win the clean energy contest against China. Stacey Lynn, CBS News, the White House.
After more than a year of war, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says an Israel-Hamas hostage and ceasefire deal could be close.
We are close to a deal, and it can get done this week. I'm not making a promise or a prediction, but it is there for the taking, and we are going to work to make it happen.
A federal judge cleared the way for the Justice Department to release one of the two volumes that make up Special Counsel Jack Smith's final report detailing his investigations into President-elect Donald Trump. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
Unless a higher court blocks it, the special counsel report regarding Donald Trump and what happened on January 6, what Jack Smith found out about that investigation, is scheduled to be released after midnight tonight.
Trump will be inaugurated president for a second time 1 week from today. As for security in Washington, William McCool is with the U.S. Secret Service.
The Secret Service will bring agents and other specialists from field offices across the country to provide a full slate of visible and invisible security measures.
A Texas man is under arrest in Indianapolis after police say he stalked and sent sexually violent messages to Indiana Fever star Caitlin Clark. Marion County Prosecutor Ryan Mears.
You have the steps of actually traveling from Texas to Indianapolis, trying to figure out where they can maybe potentially locate the victim. All of those things certainly raise a number of alarm bells.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Okay, I have to tell you, I was just looking on eBay where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
That spice is 10 out of 10, would recommend.
Hi, my name is Khadija, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is that spicy kick of the chicken. It's just the right amount of heat, and it gets me excited. And then, pro tip, add that cilantro lime sauce. It cools it down. If the sandwich is at 100, the cilantro lime takes it to 200. It makes me want to, like, tell all my friends and family.
Order a Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich and a Diet Dr. Pepper on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
The three New Orleans police officers who ended a terrorist attack on Bourbon Street that killed 14 on New Year's Day were honored by the city's district attorney.
Sergeant Nigel Daggs and officers Christian Beyer and Jacoby Jordan were the lawmen first on the scene when Shams Adinjabar crashed his rented pickup truck on Bourbon Street early New Year's Day after killing 14 people and wounding dozens more. They returned fire after Jabbar began shooting at them, ending the attacker's life. New Orleans District Attorney Jason Williams says the officers didn't even think about their own lives or safety.
They put themselves in harm's way, and we have a debt that we can never repay to them.
Officer Jordan was shot in his leg in the incident, but has been cleared to return to regular duty. Chris Miller for CBS News, New Orleans.
Chiefs QB Patrick Mahomes and his wife Brittany have announced the birth of their third child, a daughter they named Golden Ray. She was born on Sunday while Kansas City was enjoying a playoff bye. Matt Piper, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 0 to 5 above, wind chills down to 15 below. Sunny for tomorrow, not quite as cold, highs in the upper teens. Warming to the low 20s on Wednesday and upper 30s to low 40s Thursday and Friday. Currently, we're at 15.
A picture of a beautiful Sunday afternoon in the middle of July, doesn't it? The Rascals with Groovin'. Well, we are far from that tonight. Temperatures falling into the single digits. Wind chills well below zero. Here we are, just after 7 o'clock. I'm Chris Morrow on your home for local news and timeless hits. I'm going to look out the window of my back door. Heck, if I'm opening the door tonight, it's CCR on WRJN.
Listening to Buck Owens, do, 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 looking out my back door. Pale Marines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One less apparition, abided by magician. We'll be right back.
Radio Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Clark 5, WRJN, local news, timeless hits. And the reason Three Dog Night is named Three Dog Night is because they named themselves after a habit from people living in the Arctic Circle, people who lived in igloos, and they had sled dogs. If it got too cold, they would need three dogs to cuddle up with to stay warm at night. I venture to guess we have a three-dog night ahead of us tonight with wind chills well below zero. Here is three-dog night. Nothing to do with the cold, just celebrate.
Slipping away, sitting on a pillow, waiting for night to fall. Girl in a dream, sitting on a pillow, this is the night.
With Peter Noon on WRJN, local news, timeless hits. Looking forward to seeing Peter Noon, Herman's Hermits, and the Association February 28th. They're going to be at the Genesee Theater down in Waukegan, and I've got my hands on some tickets to give away. Dan Marcus and Peter Noon go back years. They talk a lot, and Dan's got some interesting interviews with Peter about the band and touring back in the 60s and even more recently. We're going to feature some of those interviews, not this week, but maybe next week. And ask you to remember some of the facts. You'll need to remember the facts. And if you do and you take good notes, you could win tickets to see the show on the 28th. All the details on how to do it coming up. But there they were with Can't You Hear My Heartbeat. I'm Chris Morrow, rolling through a Monday night. Still on the way, I've got the McCoys and the Tremolos coming up. Little Neil Diamond on the way, too. All from WRJN.
Bowden Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Bowden Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Bowden Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fades, flips,
good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when.
don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
WRJN. For 98 years, you're home for local news and timeless hits. Well, a bummer. We're all done with the Packers season. That game, it was disappointing yesterday. Now, I don't know how many people really thought the Packers were going to step up and beat the number two seed, but it's still rough to watch. And how it ended, kind of a downer. But again, we want to thank everybody who participated in our broadcast this year on WRJN for a great season, especially our local sponsors. People like the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Hardy and Jensen, one of our sponsors. Corner House on the Lake, Main Street Bakery, Lee's Deli, Easy Mobility Solutions, and Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. Thank you for participating in the season. We'll be back next year, pregame or preseason games as early as August. But we got baseball coming up in the next, 84 days, 86 days until opening day? We got to watch it. They'll all be back for that, too, here on WRJN. Rolling through a Monday night, trying to stay warm. Temperatures getting down to the single digits. Wind chills below zero tonight.
Hang on, Snoopy. Snoopy, hang on. Hang on, Snoopy. Snoopy, hang on.
Snoopy lives in a very bad part of town.
Super, super.
98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
She said I've had it coming to me.
features everywhere. Told you not to pay attention to how Bachman Turner Overdrive described themselves. You ain't seen nothing yet. I'm your home for local news, timeless hits, WRJN Monday night. And here comes my baby, Tremolos. Local news, timeless hits on WRJN. When you think about 1968, the crossover of what was hit music at the time, I mean, that from the Jefferson Airplane, it considered kind of a hard rock, edgy song. Then you had stuff like the Mamas and the Papas with a folksy harmony. They all made it to the top 10, and that's what we play here. They're all called timeless hits, and we've got them for you like this from Neil Diamond on WRJN.
Girls out of sight, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. Hey, she got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me. Up on
news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Thank you.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Four Tops, Reach Out, I'll Be There. And I'm Chris Morrow. Reach Out, we've got a great lineup of Timeless Hits for you as the evening rolls on. Still to come, the Monkees, a little bit me, a little bit you. I've got the Temptations on the way, too. And on the way next, the Doors on WRJN.
Bowden Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Bowden Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Bowden Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at BowdenHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
This message is sponsored by WiscCaregiver.com. Now is the time to start a meaningful career as a caregiver. Make a real difference in people's lives. WiscCaregiver.com gives you two great options for free. Train for the in-demand caregiver workforce as a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or become a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. All training is free. Plus, you can earn a $500 bonus. Learn more. Visit WiscCaregiver.com.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
WRJN.
that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. If you're listening on 1400 AM, that song just sounds great on an AM radio at night. Sun goes down, maybe you go under a bridge, a little bit scratchy here or there, but those songs were produced for AM radio. That one just sounds so good. Glad you could enjoy it here on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, and the Beatles.
Can't buy me love. Makes you feel alright. I'll get you anything, my friend, if it makes you feel alright. Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Can buy me love. No, no, no.
that money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Now buy me love. Love.
A lot of things. Can't buy me love. The Beatles on WRJN, your home for local news, timeless hits, and another hour of those timeless hits coming up after our 8 o'clock news from CBS. I've got the Hollies on the way, little Elvis, and the Beach Boys, too, from WRJN.
She stood in the street, smiling from her head to her feet. I said, hey, now, what is this? Now, baby, maybe, maybe she's in need of a kiss. I said, hey, what's your name, baby? Maybe we can see things the same. Now, don't you wait, oh, hesitate. Let's move. Let me tell you now. I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game, baby? Are you trying to put me in shame? I said, slow, don't go so fast. Don't you think that love can last? She said, love, Lord above. Now you're trying to trick me in love. All right now, baby, it's all right now. All right now, baby, it's all right now. Yeah, it's all right now.
All right now, baby.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Fires across Los Angeles County have killed at least 24 people and destroyed more than 12,000 structures. President Biden says to rebuild,
it's going to cost tens of billions of dollars.
And L.A. County Deputy Fire Chief Robert Harris with news that could set back the firefighting effort.
Severe weather conditions will continue through Wednesday. Please be assured that the Los Angeles County Fire Department is prepared, and we are anticipating winds and low humidity and low moisture, which will be a threat to the Los Angeles County area.
This will be another night of curfews in effect for the Palisades and Eaton fire zones. A federal judge in Florida has cleared the way for the release of part of a report by special counsel Jack Smith in the 2020 election interference case against President-elect Donald Trump. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
Unless a higher court blocks it, the special counsel report regarding Donald